From the studios of Tucson Business Radio X, recorded in the Stewart Title corporate offices on Broadway, you are now listening to The Mark Bishop Show. And now here's your host, Mark Bishop.
Well, here we are at the very, very first, the inaugural, as they say, of the Arizona Film Expo at the TCC on the very first day of what promises to be an exciting event, hoping to really bring back the industry to Tucson like it used to be in the 50s and 60s when the Duke loved it here and a lot of other superstars as well. And it does good for Tucson, it does good for the industry. We've got a lot of talent in this city and we need a chance to be able to promote it. Now, I am very lucky and fortunate because as a young lad growing up in Australia, one of my favorite shows was Genie. Yeah? And the little darling with the blonde hair that used to cross her arms. Remember that one? Right. Blink. And everything would happen just as she liked it. So it's absolutely my pleasure to welcome Barbara Eden. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Thank you so much for taking the time out to have a chat with us here on Business Radio X, Tucson Business Radio. Well, you're here as a special guest. You're actually born in Tucson, weren't you?
I was born here. I didn't grow up here, but I spent a lot of time in Arizona, actually.
You actually moved, I think, to San Francisco, didn't you?
That is correct.
Okay, yeah, but yeah. You used to come here for summer holidays.
I came, yes.
At the time, right?
Other children went to camp. I came to Phoenix, actually. I had an aunt and uncle in Phoenix.
Okay.
And it must have been very, very hot, but I didn't know it. I had a lot of fun. I was barefoot, and I'd run around, and we'd play in the irrigation ditches, which I'm sure they don't let you do now, but and climb the cottonwood trees and avoid the red ants and the scorpions, and had a good time.
You know, a lot of people leave Tucson, Barbara, to do careers, all sorts of things, but they end up coming back. I think it's the draw of the mountains.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Isn't
beautiful
it? It's another world.
Oh, the sky. So blue.
Well, your world turned absolutely beautiful for you. How, Frisco, we're growing up. What made you think you wanted to be an actress?
Actually, I wasn't thinking of acting. I wanted to be a singer.
Okay.
And I used to sing in church, in the choir. And my mother told me I should study. She said, you need to study voice if you really want to sing. And so I did. I went to the conservatory in San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
and I sang. And then my mother heard me one day learning an aria or I don't know, something. and she said, you know, Barbara, you're hitting every note perfectly, and it's beautiful, but you don't mean a word you're singing. And I said, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you should study acting.
What, did that show or something? How would she?
Well, people tend to be very mechanical sometimes with musical instruments, and a voice can do the same thing.
Right.
So I did. I took some acting. I studied with Elizabeth Holloway's School of the Theater in San Francisco.
Okay.
And it all kind of came together.
So, am I correct in saying that the first break was, what, Back to Eternity? Was that your first appearance?
I guess it was.
Okay, and I think then the next break came with, which was a big one for you, How to Marry a Millionaire, right? The TV show. That was great, too.
Well, the big break, actually, was the fact that I did a play at the Laguna Playhouse, and they came to see the man working with me in the play, not me, but they asked me to come to Fox, and they tested me and put me under contract. Consequently, Fox was who produced How to Marry a Millionaire.
Okay.
And that's how I got to that.
Well, I Love Lucy, which happened to be my mother's favorite. Absolutely yes. Love Lucy. Now, you appeared in that as well. Tell me what that was like working with her and Desi Arnaz.
She was wonderful. She couldn't have been better. Everything I did, she watched. The dress I wore, she made it prettier for me herself.
Really?
And
so she was a good soul.
She for me, she was.
Right.
And she wanted to sign me to a contract. But I was, unfortunately, at that time, I hadn't heard about if Fox was going to pick me up or not, but they did call right when I was in that show with her, and I had to tell her that they had
I've got to leave you, honey.
Their option. They took their option.
Took out their option.
Yeah.
So you're excited again.
Yeah.
Well, you had a dream run. Now, you did do a lot of other roles, didn't you? Like, you know, the TV series. We get them all in Australia. We grew up on all-American television. Gunsmoke, Route 66, if
yeah.
I remember.
Oh, my.
Perry Mason was another one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And you did a pilot show. Now, all of a sudden, the scales tipped a little bit here. And I'm interested to find out perhaps why, because you're a talent. It wouldn't have been that. But the Barbara Eden show. Now, what was wrong with that, do you think, from the horse's mouth? Tell me, not the jockey. Why
you
didn't
know,
that show go?
I don't even remember it. I'm sorry.
It made a big impression on you.
You skipped over all the movies I did at Fox and Universal Columbia.
Well, let's talk about those. Share some of those movies with me that you did with Fox and Columbia.
Oh, dear. Well, at Fox, of course, I did with Elvis Presley, which was a wonderful Western. I keep thinking The Broken Arrow, and it's not. That was my ex-husband's part. Here I am in Cochise territory, and I was married to Cochise. Did you ever see Broken Arrow?
Yes,
Australia?
I did. Yes,
yeah,
I did.
Michael Ansara.
Yes, yes. Nice actor.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful, and a wonderful husband. He really was.
Yes, that's right. You married him, didn't you?
The father of my son. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And what is your son doing now, seeing we've gone down that track?
I lost him.
I'm sorry to hear that. Is that generic public knowledge that is well known?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right.
Yes,
what was another good movie that you're very proud of that you did?
I love the two movies I did with George Pal at MGM. Fox loaned me to MGM for The Wonderful World of the Brothers Grimm. That was the first one.
Okay, yeah.
The first time I ever went to Germany and Europe. I'd never been there. And the second one was The Seven Faces of Dr. Lao with Tony Randall.
All right, yes.
Yeah, that,
Tony Randall.
I loved that part. That was a wonderful part.
All right. So, movies, you're on your way. What led to I Dream of Jeannie then? What do you think, you know, why did they think you'd be good for that?
Isn't that interesting? I wonder myself. I had been reading in the trades about this show, and they were testing all these beautiful brunettes. I mean, 6 foot tall brunettes. Miss Syria.
Because being a genie, right.
Well, yes, Miss Italy. They were all beauty contest winners, honestly.
Really?
And I thought, oh, wow.
Yeah, got no chance on that,
huh? Not for me. And then I received a script from my agent, and I read it, and I thought, this sounds familiar, you know? And he called, and he said, do you like the script? I said, I love it. He said, well, they love you. They've made an offer. And I said, are you sure they know what I look like?
Right,
I said,
right.
I'm short, I'm blonde, I'm not anything like these creatures. He said, well, I guess so, because they did make the offer, and they would like you to meet Sidney Sheldon. And that's how I got the part. I have no idea why.
And I went from there. You weren't to know it was going to be that successful.
No. Uh-huh. Also, I can only think that he knew people who had worked with me or he'd seen film. He had to have. He wouldn't have just cast me like that, but
right.
He did.
I have to tell you this because my wife said to me last night, please make sure you tell Barbara that when I was coming home from school, Tucson girl.
Oh.
So born and bred. And coming home from school, and she used to stop and go, wing, boing, all the time, wishing for things, you know, to go
yeah.
home and watch the show as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely loved it. Alrighty, now, you went on to do Harper Valley PTA.
Yeah.
Okay, and that came into a TV series. That was very successful.
Yes, yes.
Did you enjoy doing that one?
I loved doing it.
Yeah.
So, Stella, I love Stella. she had no boundaries. It was great. Was good.
You're also an author.
Well, not really.
You've still written.
Yes, you
want to talk about that?
Write about yourself, but that's not being an author.
Okay.
An author to me is Nelson DeMille or, you know.
Okay,
Patterson.
Okay, if you're going to look at it from that point of view.
Yeah.
So you're doing an autobiography. Well, you've done a bit of an autobiography. Is there anything,
right.
you know, in the book that people might be surprised about? Because you're speaking from the heart, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I can't. They'd have to read it. I don't know if they'd be surprised or not.
Your special guest here at this very first, the inaugural big one here at the TCC, the Arizona Film Festival. Yeah, I guess you feel honored in a lot of ways to be invited
Indeed
here today.
Indeed, I do.
I'm holding a proclamation in my hand, Barbara Eden Appreciation Day. And it's signed by the mayor, Jonathan Rothschild. Whereas Barbara Eden was born in the city of Tucson, Arizona, August 23, to Hubert and Alice Mary Franklin Moorhead. And whereas at age 16, Barbara became a member of Actors Equity. And whereas in 1951, Barbara was crowned Miss San Francisco. And whereas Barbara Eden became one of America's most beloved and enduring characters in the title role of the television show I Dream of Jeannie. And whereas over the course of her 65-year career in film, television, theater, and music, she has entertained and brought great joy to her fans in Tucson, in Arizona, and throughout the world. Now, therefore, I, Jonathan Rothschild, mayor of the city of Tucson, Arizona, do hereby proclaim October the 15th, 2019, to be Barbara Eden Appreciation Day. Isn't that lovely?
Woo! It is lovely. It is.
It's exciting.
Is. Yes, it is.
All right. Well, you've got a lot going on, and I've taken enough of your time. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you.
On the Mark
Thank
Bishop Show on Tucson Business Radio. I wish you luck with your... Anything exciting new, or are you just going to enjoy now life? Or?
No, I'm going to do a film in January in Romania.
In Romania?
But I want to tell you, I was in Australia about 7 months ago.
Really?
And I go there quite often.
Oh, you do? Good on you.
Yeah, yeah. For the... the autograph shows.
Okay. All right.
So this time it was Sydney and Perth.
Okay.
And because we were in Perth, we also went out to Rottnest Island.
With all the quokkas.
Yes!
Aren't they gorgeous?
Yeah, oh, my God, they're adorable.
Yeah. People think the kangaroos are little baby joeys, but they're not. You know, they're very separate again, you know, for what they are.
They're so sweet. Yeah. Come over and nuzzle you know, for a leaf.
Well, if you've been quite a few times down under then, you would have cuddled koala bears.
Oh, yes.
And you would have also been feeding the roos.
Yes.
You would have done all the things,
yes,
right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, it's a lovely country, isn't it?
Wonderful.
I'm from Melbourne. It's my hometown.
You went
to Melbourne then? Because Melbourne and Sydney always had a bit of competitiveness.
Yeah.
But Sydney's the harbour.
Yeah.
Sydney has the beautiful harbour and the walk. I bet you didn't walk the bridge, huh?
No. Never will.
That's a game thing to do, I
Never
tell you.
Will.
It's
no.
a beautiful view overlooking the harbour and Sydney Harbour, the Opera House.
Okay, I can see that in an airplane.
You don't need to go on the down bridge to do that.
Scary. Oh, my goodness, that's frightening.
Oh, yeah. So that's great. And now, so you've now done Sydney, Melbourne, and Perth.
Brisbane.
And you've done Brisbane. Notice you didn't say
Gold
Brisbane.
Coast.
Very good. Gold Coast, right?
Gold Coast.
Oh, you've done it all.
Adelaide.
The City of Churches. Uh-huh. And did you go to the wineries at all?
Yes.
Up in the Barossa Valley?
Yes, yes.
Oh, very good.
Yes, yes.
Wow, you could be a tourist guide for Australia.
Well, that's over many years.
Yeah, many different times.
Yes.
And the Australians love you, so they always accepted you very well, I bet.
Oh, they're lovely.
Very warm and friendly people.
They're
good.
Wonderful.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. I'm so glad you've been down under. I talked to so many Americans. I've lived here over 16 years. So many want to go. It's on their bucket list, but they think it's too far, but no.
Oh, but the flight's so comfortable.
Sleep at night,
you
all night
sleep,
long, you're
you
there.
You wake up and you're there.
And you're there. There it goes. Well, thank you, Barbara Eden. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank
I wish you luck and wonderful. Can you anything about the movie you want to whisper? What's it called? The new one.
I don't know what it's called. It's a Christmas movie.
Oh, it's a Christmas movie.
I do know that. But I haven't seen the script yet.
Oh, so you're shooting next year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In Romania.
Yeah.
All righty. That'll be interesting.
I did one for the same production company. They're at Universal, called The Adventures of Santa. I did that last. October, I guess, a year ago, but it's going to be released this year.
Fabulous, good. All the very best with that.
Always
I'll make a point of going
really
to see it.
Really cold doing those movies.
Well, stay rugged up, all right?
Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you, Barbara Eden. My special guest here, first of many today, but very special guest of the Arizona Film Expo, the inaugural Film Expo, here at the TCC in Tucson, Arizona.